the weekend. And now we can, on the 72, speak to a Derby fan because George joins us on the line. Evening, George.
Hello, Ethan. How you doing?
Yeah, really good, thanks. We got you on earlier today just to talk generally about the form of Derby County, but things have escalated since. Nigel Pearson now suspended from the club, unlikely to take charge again. Chris Powell, the caretaker. Boss, what are your thoughts on the events of the last few hours?
Well, for me personally, I think it's quite a shame. Pearson needed time. Any manager needs time. However, obviously, the news coming out on social media is that it's nothing to do with performances. It's a dispute between Morris and Pearson. So, I guess really, until we know more, we can't say anything much. But personally, I'm quite upset to see Pearson go.
What about the wider fans at Derby? Were people starting to get on his back, or was there a sense that he did need time to get this squad coming together?
I think there was quite a fair split. A lot of people, well, some never wanted him in the first place, but I think most people were more thinking just give him time and something is going to come of it. But yeah, just generally split. Some people wanted him gone, and as soon as performances start going downhill, that bandwagon started to get bigger. But I was sort of trying to stay with the steady camp of just give him time, let him build, and let him build his Derby.
Just one win in the league all season for Nigel Pearson. What's it been like to watch his Derby County side?
Challenging, I think. Obviously, you go back to the McLaren seasons. Well, for the first season, it was fast, free-flowing football. And this season, the players just haven't had any character, haven't had any bottle. They've not seemed to show passion or drive during the games. It's just been boring to go and watch, really.
He's an abrasive character, Nigel Pearson. You said it seems like there is a bit of a clash between the owner that's led to this. It's not just results based. Have you seen any evidence of that side of Nigel Pearson in the post-match interviews over the last few weeks, or has he seemed a different guy to what he was at Leicester when he was quite prickly at times under pressure?
He seemed pretty steady-footed during his time here so far. Hasn't seemed to raise his voice, has fielded question after question from the BBC Radio Derby team and just comes back with the same answers. He's getting there. The players will have to play the way he wants. And all because obviously Derby used to play for 4-3-3, which is what a lot of people were crying out for. Every time that question was posted to Pearson, he would just come back with, well, you know what, I'm the manager and they're going to play it my way and we're going to keep on going until we get it right.
Yeah, because there was the Derby way, wasn't there? Which kind of raised a few eyebrows when Paul Clement left.
Yeah. I think no one really knows what the Derby way is. It's a term that was sort of coined when Morris took over. A lot of people want it to be that this fast, free-flowing, passing, moving football, but we haven't really seen that. We didn't really see it under Clement, definitely didn't see it under Wassell, and we haven't seen anything like that at all this season. So I think Morris himself needs to know what the Derby way is before finding a manager and players to play it.
What's the thoughts generally, what's your opinion on the owner? Because he has backed the team. They've spent a lot of money, Derby, trying to push for the Premier League, but they seem to be getting it wrong time after time with the coaches or slash managers they bring in.
Yeah, I think obviously having someone with money in charge is usually a good thing, especially having someone who's local. But I think he made his issues at the start of the Clement season, when obviously he pumped money, like lots of money into transfers. Obviously, Bradley Johnson, Tom Ince, Jacob Butterfield, they're all, you know, generally good players, but I think the money that's been thrown at it has disturbed the dressing room, disturbed everyone, and he's gone about it the wrong way. Derby only really needed small things done to them to make the team right, to get it over that hurdle. And I think Morris has just thrown silly money at it to try and buy the league, and he's gone about it the wrong way.
And if it is, or well, if it is the end for Nigel Pearson, but you know, where as a Derby fan do you see it going from here? Do you think that's the end? Do you think he'll come back, or you know, who can come in to replace him? Because you've got an assistant there who has got Championship managerial experience. Would Chris Powell maybe be that suitable replacement?
Yeah, well, in regards to Pearson himself, I think, you know, how often do you see managers being suspended and then coming back? I think this probably is going to be the end of Pearson. Chris Powell, obviously, he's got history with Derby. He's a very nice guy. Now, if he's up for it, if Mel Morris is happy to let him, then, you know, I don't see any reason why we can't give him a shot. But to be honest, I think anyone with any form of managerial CV will get a job at this rate.
What do you think about the other big managerial news today with Sam Allardyce as well, George? What do you think of his conduct? Do you think he deserves a sack from the FA or not?
No, I don't think he deserves a sack. He just made a couple silly comments whilst having a pint of wine. No, he doesn't deserve to be sacked at all.
Excellent stuff. George, final thought then for the rest of the season for Derby. Obviously, your high hopes going into the season. Do you think you can recover and push up the league, or do you see signs that you might be in for a bit of a fight?
Well, it can't get much worse. I think that the players are generally the same as what we've had the past few seasons. I think we just need to find character, find a leader from within, organise ourselves and play a way that works for us, and I don't see any reason why we can't start climbing the league. Whether we'll be, you know, anywhere near the top two, I don't know, but I don't see any reason why playoffs isn't achievable, but it is going to be a very big ask of both the players and whoever the manager is to take us that way.
Excellent stuff. George, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the 72. We appreciate your call.
Thanks very much. Cheers.